Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Twanda Black, your host, and joining me this morning, Apostle Wayne T. Jackson. He is the senior pastor of Great Faith Ministry, one of Detroit's largest churches, and he is the founder and owner and operator of one of the first, well, the only African-American-owned Christian television networks called Impact TV Network International, and he joins us to talk about a great event he's bringing to Atlanta. How are you this morning, Pastor?
Good morning, Tawana. How are you doing?
Wonderful, wonderful. Tell us about your church, your great church in Detroit.
Well, Great Faith Ministries International has been pastoring now for 29 years there. We are one of the largest churches, not the, but we're not trying to measure our greatness with largeness. But we have been in the city for 29 years, and the Lord has used Great Faith Ministries to make impact not only in the Detroit area, but over in Africa and over around the country, doing the ministry of Jesus Christ.
Amen. So how long have you been in ministry? How long have you been a pastor?
Oh, 29 years.
29 years. So you got 9 kids. How did you manage ministry and this family?
Well, with 9 children, you know, one thing that I did learn from the mistakes of other ministers and pastors of, how they pretty much put the ministry always in front of them, which we're supposed to do, as Jesus told us, we must lay our lives down for the ministry. But they neglected their children, and their children became, just some of their lives were destroyed, but they felt like they were slighted. They felt like, the parents, the pastor was always at the church, tending to other people's problems, the family problems, but they were never there for the family, for the wife, for the children. So what I adopted early in my pastorship was to give God his time, my wife her time, my children their time. And that time, sometimes because of my busy schedule, was not always what I wanted to give, but it was quality. Mm-hmm. So we take vacations every day. We together every day. We eat at the table at 5 o'clock. We sit down, we eat dinner, and we eat breakfast together. So just that quality time really gave us a real strong foundation where my children know who they are. They're blessed, and they're fulfilling their vision in life. And, we take holidays, birthdays, and all of that. Family time is very special to us.
That's good. That's good, because you were exactly right. And a lot of times the kids who were neglected by their parents, they equate that to Jesus. So they never want to go to church. They don't want to believe in God. They just turn their back and run because they don't want a part of that. And so that's awesome that you were able to really do what you needed to do for your family. So let's talk about Impact TV Network International.
Well, Impact Network is the only African-American international television network in the nation. There is not another African-owned and operated television network international but Impact. We started back in 2010. God has blessed us to have wonderful pastors and bishops on all around, from all around the country, even over in the Bahamas. We're in 23 million homes now. We're over domestically. We are now spreading out in the next 90 days, being over 60 million homes. The Lord has really blessed us. It's been something that has been very humbling to see how God has opened doors to distribution for us. We are in Africa. We're in over 900 million homes in Africa. We're in the Bahamas, the Virgin Islands. So it's really, really making an impact, not only in the USA, but also around the world. And our vision is to begin to show people, a lot of times we have seen things and it's been repetitious when it comes to Christian broadcasting. But what we're doing, we're going to be doing things like having a production. My son in L.A., I have a son in L.A. who is a producer, and some of you who are listening today know my son, Brandon T. Jackson, who is an actor and a movie star. He's played in movies such as, matter of fact, they filmed this movie Big Mama House 3 with Martin Lawrence, and he played in Big Mama House 3, and he was Martin Lawrence's son in that particular movie. And they filmed it right here in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. So we're taking our expertise and we're putting together, you know, production work and bringing the gospel to life, and not so much just preach after preacher, you know, preaching one half an hour, the other half an hour. We're going to be bringing the gospel and film and art and things like that. So we're excited about Impact Television Network and Impact Television Network. It's making an impact now.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So also, a lot of people may not know that you have a church right here in Atlanta as well.
Yes, on Agape Way, 1600 Agape Way, right off of 285 in Covington. Mm-hmm. And it's right down the street from the TBN. TBN's right down the street from our location.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that's in Decatur, Georgia. So what's the meeting times there? What's the service times?
Well, what we're doing now, Tawana, we are regrouping there. I came down there some years ago, and we started the church, and we had put a pastor over in the facility, and we had some little transition going on there, mm-hmm. and we had to step back, and now we're coming back to reopen it. So this conference that's taking place in Decatur, Georgia, mm-hmm. on the 12th through the 14th, it's going to be like a kickoff to reopening the church facility there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And speaking of that, it's the Miracle Breakthrough Crusade, November 12th through the 14th. And is it going to be held at Great Faith?
Yes, it's going to be held at Great Faith over there on 69 Agape Way.
Okay.
We're coming there with there's people. We're coming there with our prophetic team, mm-hmm. Miracle signs and wonders. Down through the years, the Lord has used me in unusual ways when it comes to the ministry of Jesus Christ. You know, many of us as pastors have not really fulfilled the whole ministry of Jesus Christ. And you read the ministry of Jesus Christ and also the early church, mm-hmm. you will see that Jesus not only taught, but he also delivered and healed. And so many people are sick and are suffering because of disease, and Jesus Christ still wants to heal them through the power of the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lord has given me that grace on my life where people have been healed, life's been changed, people with cancer, AIDS, all kinds of disease. It's documented that they have been healed and touched by the power of God. So we're bringing our team there. We're bringing the team from the city of Detroit. We have people in the Atlanta area that's going to be helping us even with this crusade. People are coming. We're getting calls at our headquarters as far as Mississippi. They're bringing busloads mm-hmm. down. Busload is coming from Detroit. And we have pastors who are coming from around the country to be there. And we're looking to have a great time. Not only that, we will be filming. We will be telecasting and broadcasting this event live all over the world. So this will be a live event that will be on the Impact Television Network.
Now, you do a show on Impact Television called Miracles Do Happen?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Miracles Do Happen is a hour show. It's an hour and a half show that happens on Tuesday and Thursday, mm-hmm. where people call into the live line and they speak to me or one of my prayer counselors, prayer partners, where we're taking on the spot calls from people who are going through changes in their lives, being attacked by the enemy. People just need prayer, lonely, may need encouragement, or just may need a miracle breakthrough. Let me tell you a little bit about my ministry. My ministry has been reported on by CNN, Fox, ABC, NBC. They have had me in different paper write-ups, magazines, you know, based on supernatural miracles that have taken place. That happened down through the years, but in May of 2009, the great Oral Roberts, before he passed, he had my wife and I down to his house, his condo in California, and he laid hands on me. right before he went to heaven, he laid hands on me and my wife, and he imparted another level of God's miracle working power and grace upon us. And that was in 2009. 2010, our life shifted and it turned around. And it was awesome. Mm-hmm. And what I want to encourage your listeners who are listening to this interview, that if they come with their faith in God, not man, because mm-hmm. we must glorify him. I know that we have too many men who have been glorified and not putting Christ first. We're just instruments that Christ used. And if they come with their faith in God, I guarantee them that they will not leave this conference empty-handed. They're going to leave with their miracle, and that's what we have seen in our ministry. People who have been sick, whole, people who have been broke, curses on them or whatever it may be, they just don't have the kind of finances that they need. All these things break out. People get healed, financial blessings take place, and you know the proof is in the pudding. I've been doing this for 29 years now, and I'm looking forward to being in Decatur, Georgia on November the 12th through the 14th. On Thursday the 12th, I'm going to ask everybody to bring me, come with a gallon of water, just a gallon of water. I know it may sound silly to some people, but it's already documented. I pray over water. I bless water. People drink it. All kinds of miracles take place. Matter of fact, there's someone in your area right now who was in the hospital a few months ago. His body was wrecked with cancer. He was pretty much ready to die. One of his friends from Detroit came to me with some water and asked me to pray over it. They took the water, got on the plane, he and his wife, took the water to Atlanta, Georgia, gave it to that friend. He told me when he went in the room, he said that friend looked so bad. He said that he walked out the room because he couldn't stand to see his friend in that kind of condition. Left the water there. The friend drank the water. The friend is healed now. He is back to work. And, I mean, he will be there to testify of the miracle. So God can take and use anything he wants to use. He can use water. He can use handkerchiefs. He can use oil, whatever it may be. We just need to put our faith and our focus on him, Duana, mm-hmm. and not on man.
That's so true. Now, do they just need to come to the Miracle Breakthrough Crusade, or do they need to get a ticket? How does that work?
Well, we're looking to have a packed crowd. They need to do this. They can call our headquarters at 313-491-3900. That's 313-491-3900. If they call that number, we will give them directions and let them know what they need to bring and what they need to do when they come. I'm looking for, again, people don't know that my son, Brandon T. Jackson, you know, he is a man of God, and he's supposed to be there, too. We're looking forward to having his testimony go forward, and it's just going to be just a wonderful time. We've been praying, we've been fasting, and we've been believing God that God's going to change the lives in that region. On the 13th, I must mention this, on the 13th, just like at 11 a.m., I'm going to be praying for those ministers and those lay people. Don't have to be a minister, mm-hmm. because Jesus Christ said that believers shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Mm-hmm. In other words, we all should be praying for our loved ones and praying for people who are hurting. That shouldn't be foreign in the church. And I don't know why that's foreign now. You know, we go to church for so many different things, for a program here, for a program there. But Jesus had no programs, and I'm not knocking programs. But I'm trying to say, what about those people who are hurting? What about the people who are sick?
Yes.
What about the people who are dying of cancer? We believers, God didn't give it to the doctors, and we thank God for doctors. But God told the believers, you'll lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. That's it. That settles it. And I don't care what nobody else says. That settles it. And I'm saying that on the 13th of November at 11 a.m., I'm going to do what Oral Roberts did to me,
Amen.
Who changed my life. Because you can't get something from somebody who don't have it.
Mm-hmm.
You got to get it from somebody who has it. And that's why Oral Roberts We know that he built ORU, and he was a powerful man of God who worked signs and wonders and miracles. And when he laid his hands on me, my life shifted. And I'm going to have a special service at 11 a.m. on that Friday the 13th. They say Friday the 13th is a bad day. It's going to be a good day because we're going to impart. We're going to teach how to heal the sick and impart the gifts of God's Spirit upon those who are there.
That's going to be awesome. So, and then what's going to happen on the 14th?
At 7 p.m. on the 13th, we're going to have another powerful service because the service is going to be on the 12th and the 13th at 7 p.m., 11 a.m., impartation and how to heal the sick. And on the 14th, oh, my God, I have my prophetic team. I have an accurate prophetic team. We're not talking about no mess. Like I said, if you ask anybody about Pastor Wayne T. Jackson, they know, like I said, my integrity and my character is there. My wife and I, like I said, we've been married for 20, no, my wife and I have been married for 35 years. I have been ministering, pastoring for 29 years. She better not hear that I said we were married for 25 years. But anyway, we're going to have a prophetic team. It starts at 10 a.m. Everybody who is there, we're going to give a prophecy to. And like I said, these are not just going to be some people prophesying or prophelying. These are people who know how to see in the spirit. And we're going to prophesy to everyone that is there. And I want to just tell the people, if you're going to come, if you want a true word from the Lord, and I know we live by faith and not by prophecy, but the prophecy and the spirit of prophecy has been given to the church to edify and to comfort and to exhort. And we're going to be doing that on that day. So when you come there, you will get a word from the Lord. And I hope you come, because I'm going to have Prophet Fred, my personal son, I'll prophesy to you. He's a powerful prophet of God. Prophets are coming, pastors are coming. So for them to get in the door, I'm going to tell you what happens in Detroit. We have to shut the doors in Detroit. No more room. We literally have to stop people from coming because it'd be so crowded. And Decatur, Georgia, Atlanta, Georgia, all around and around the Georgia area, people are coming because, see, I'm on TV every day. People see me, and they're coming because they want to get in touch with this type of anointing. So if you are listening and you're in the Georgia area, call the number, 313-491-3900. That's 313-491-3900 for more information concerning the conference and how I can get there and get there on time, because the church is only seating, I think we're going to seat 700 there. So after that, there's no more we can do.
All right. That's November 12th through the 14th at 1600 Agape Way in Decatur, the Miracle Breakthrough Crusade with Apostle Wayne T. Jackson. Thank you so much for joining us. Make sure you call the number for more information, 313-491-3900. Get the information. Make sure you get there and get there early. Apostle, thank you so much for joining us.
Ms. Black, bless you, and thank you very much for your time.